Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and today we have another lesson from CEDH. CEDH is a metagame within the Commander format that sits at one extreme with highly consistent, highly efficient decks. Not all cards are equally powerful in all formats, or even in all metagames, but there are lessons to be learned from how people are brewing with the most powerful cards. As we prepare to return to the friendly local gaming stores, and as planning continues for events to restart in the coming months, we should give a critical look at which cards have earned a place in our decks, or have been excluded from our decks, primarily because of the metagames in which we have been playing over the past year and a half. Just by virtue of the iterative nature of deck building as a part of both Magic the Gathering as a whole and Commander in specific, many players use the time between games to look for ways to combat the decks and strategies they see on a regular basis. For example, if the boogeyman of your playgroup is Muldrotha the Gravetide, you may have started running cards like Ashes of the Abhorrent. Ashes of the Abhorrent is an enchantment for one and a white. It reads, players can't cast spells from graveyards or activate abilities of cards in graveyards. And whenever a creature dies, you gain one life. The wording on this card, casting out of the graveyard, is a very specific wording seen only on a handful of commanders like Muldrotha. Maybe you have run into a real problem with a Purphoros God of the Forge deck in your metagame, and you've dug deep enough to find Burriton Forge Tender to blank a turn's worth of Purphoros triggers. Burriton Forge Tender is a 1/1 creature Kithkin wizard for a single white mana with protection from red. You can sacrifice Burriton Forge Tender, prevent all damage a red source of your choice would deal this turn. A great way to blank damage from Purphoros for a turn, not so good against a lot of other decks. Our lesson from CEDH this week is how to critique these silver bullet cards. Deck brewing communities in CEDH often try to tune their decks for the blind meta, and there's a lot we can learn from this practice. The blind meta in this case means you have no knowledge of which decks your opponents will play, apart from general deck building trends within the format as a whole. When you tune your decks for a specific metagame, you run the risk of including cards which are potentially dead draws into this blind metagame. If you were to sit down at a table with no graveyard deck, for example, and you draw Ashes of the Abhorrent, you might find you'll gain a little bit of life that game, but the card really does little else. It has an extremely narrow effect on the game. Similarly, if there's no Purphoros deck or another red-based Voltron deck at the table, Burriton Forge Tender is basically a dead draw at many tables. Another card with a very narrow effect. As we critique our silver bullets, we need to first do a head count. How many answers do we have for a particular strategy? And how many silver bullets do we need? If you're devoting a lot of slots to shutting down graveyard decks, for example, you might want to swap out some of the anti-graveyard silver bullets for some more general answers. Going back to the classic 8x8 deck building theory, if you devoted 8 slots in your deck to a particular effect, you stand to see that card by turn 1 in greater than 50% of games. That's probably too many slots to devote a silver bullet, which potentially blanks one of your early game draws in 50% of games, particularly if it is unlikely that you'll be seeing that particular strategy in every single game that you sit down for in a blind meta. We should also consider broadening our answers and our silver bullets whenever possible. This lowers the cost in slots of our deck building if our answers are more versatile and broader. Going back to our previous example with Ashes of the Abhorrent, that represents an answer to a small fraction of graveyard decks. Ashes of the Abhorrent stops players from casting spells from the graveyard, which hurts Muldrotha, but it doesn't stop a Merrin of Clan Nel'Toth player's game plan. Grafdigger's Cage, on the other hand, represents an answer to Merrin, Muldrotha, and a number of other decks at an even lower cost. Grafdigger's Cage is an artifact for a single generic mana. Creature cards in graveyards and libraries can't enter the battlefield, and players can't cast spells from graveyards or libraries. This has a greater effect against a larger number of potential decks you may run up against. You may also consider replacing Ashes of the Abhorrent with a more general answer altogether, if you feel like your headcount shows that you've got enough silver bullets already for graveyard strategies. You know what else stops Merrin and Muldrotha from grinding value back out of the graveyard? Generous gifting these commanders back into the command zone, or any other number of similar answers to creatures. The final consideration to make is when you need to ease up on the answers in your deck, not just in terms of number, but also in terms of severity. There are a number of silver bullet cards which completely stop certain strategies. Rest in Peace is an amazing card. It's an enchantment for one and a white, which reads, when Rest in Peace enters the battlefield, exile all cards from all graveyards. If a card or token would be put into a graveyard from anywhere, exile it instead. Not only does it stop opponents from being able to progress until they find an answer to Rest in Peace, it also undoes any work they have done in getting set up so far by exiling their whole graveyards right from the get-go. You may find that less punishing silver bullets feel better for you to play against your opponents. Listen to your gut. Finding a less powerful effect, which still provides some degree of safety for you, may be exactly what you want. In general, remember that if you have adequate access to card draw or a few tutors, and you have a good Rule Zero discussion before the game to discuss the critical turn that everyone is expecting, you should still be able to draw or tutor into answers for most particular strategies you may come up against. If you have multiple decks, consider tuning them towards a variety of levels of power and for a variety of critical turns. Stick to the less punishing silver bullets in your decks which are intended for games with later critical turns, and use the more brutal silver bullets for decks intended for those earlier critical turns. If you only have a small number of decks or only plan to carry a small number of decks with you, you may instead consider carrying a sideboard to tune your deck to the needs of the pod. Rest in Peace, Root Maze, and Enlightened Tutor, these can go in for games where everyone is looking for a critical turn of four, while Ground Seal, Blind Obedience, and Idyllic Tutor can go in when people are looking for more casual games with a critical turn closer to turn six. Now, what are some of the silver bullet cards you include in your decks? How many do you run? Let us know. You can leave us a comment on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or you can email us gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.